morning. Just imagine two cog wheels. Every cog has its moment. For most of the time, the cog on the wheel is not making any difference. But for just one brief moment in the cycle, the cog comes into its own. Everything depends on it, just at that point. We say every dog has its day. What goes around comes around. There's my moment in the sun. Brides and grooms have their wedding day, when they are the centre of all the attention. Some anonymous person today will appear on the national TV news. It will be their only appearance on TV in their whole lifetime. Even prime ministers and presidents only have small windows of opportunity in which to make a significant difference. On a domestic level, in everyday life, we can be just part of the fittings until the rest of the family need us and depend upon us for something. God uses cog wheels all the time to wheel the wheels of society. God puts us as cogs into family circles, work circles, social circles, congregations, communities, the Christian church. God has uses for each and every cog. Watch and pray and be ready, for your turn will surely come. Jesus came down to earth and became a cog in Mary and Joseph's family, in the town of Nazareth, in the nation of Israel, with the band of disciples and the human race. Then one day, Jesus the cog was crushed to death by the wheels and machinations of Roman and Jewish wheels of power. But he put a spoke in their works, and he changed the world's direction forever.